Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, A Different Approach, was written by Dave Brannan. When Mary Slessor sailed to the African nation of Calabar, now Nigeria, in the late 1800s, she was enthusiastic to continue the missionary work of the late David Livingston. Her first assignment, teaching school while living among fellow missionaries, left her burdened for a different way to serve. So, she did something rare in that region. She moved in with the people she was serving. Mary learned their language, lived their way, and ate their food. She even took in dozens of children who'd been abandoned. For nearly 40 years, she brought hope and the gospel to those who needed both. The Apostle Paul knew the importance of truly meeting the needs of those around us. He mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, that there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit, and different kinds of service, but the same Lord. So he served people in their area of need. For instance, to the weak, he became weak. One church I'm aware of recently announced the launch of an all-abilities ministry approach, complete with a barrier-free facility, making worship available for people with disabilities. This is the Paul-like kind of thinking that wins hearts and allows the gospel to flourish in a community. As we live out our faith before those around us, may God lead us to introduce them to Jesus in new and fresh ways. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for meeting us in our deepest need and providing the help we needed. Please give us eyes to see those in need around us and the wisdom to know how to serve them best. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.